Welcome to take number 3419. I'm Uncle Bonehead. You're watching Liberty Tunes. Yes, I said watching instead of listening to a very rare video episode. This is the Liberty Broadcast Studio. It's something that I've wrote and put it out there on GitHub. It's a two tools. It's not actually one. It is two. It is a streamlined TUI-based production suite for preparing and broadcasting live or recorded audio, designed for independent broadcasters who value local first, open source tools, and a keyboard-centric workflow. The two tools are Liberty Tools, Liberty Feeds, and Liberty Console. So let's get into what they actually are. Like I said, they're on GitHub. Link is in the description. And of course, I put it on the wrong screen. So you open your console or terminal, whatever your favorite terminal is. These are Python-based terminals or Python written. God, I'm tired and I can't talk. It requires MPV, PACTL, Pulse Audio Pipewire, and EasyFX, but broadcast using this tool. You need to install the Python libraries, which is Textual, Feed Parser, Trafalatra, I don't know how you say it, Mutagen. Then you got to, you know, chmod your stuff. This includes a audio SH. Yeah, it's a bash script that will sets up a special sync for your microphone and your music and sound effects to all go to look for, or whatever broadcasting tool you're using. And then you just hit, you know, because I'm on OpenMandriva, you fire it up from the terminal using Python 3, Liberty, you know, whatever your thing is. On my system, I've already got it in my path, and I've got it in my bin. So I just, you know, I fire up for Liberty Feeds. I just type in the word feeds. And what this is it's a simple RSS feed reader. Left and right arrow keys between these two columns. And you just go down through and you highlight the one you want to click on, and it automatically updates as soon as you go to the one you want to be on. It'll show you a description and give you the URL for the article. It does not give you the full article. If you want the full article, you press F. And there it is. And then you want to save it. You press S. And it will save it to a markdown file in your folder. On mine, it's here. And then these will come into play here in a minute. So you spend the whole week or however long you go between episodes and then, you know, save up all your stuff that you want, doing all your research. Okay, so now we can close that. We could go over here, hit Q. We're back to our whatchamajigger. I've got mine again. Oops. In my bin. And boom, here we are. It launches you right into the timer, starts you off with a 15-minute segment what this does is it counts down to zero. 10 seconds left, it will flash once. The whole screen will be red, will flash red. And then at 5 seconds, every second down to zero, the screen will flash red. And then when it does reach zero, it stays solid red for 30 seconds. Well, not solid, you can still see text and stuff. But it'll be 30 seconds, and then it starts it over again in this little segment section here. I've got it, because I do pretty much a two-hour show all the time. The segments are 15 minutes, and that's 4 per hour. So it just helps me to keep track. This red thing up here is not a button. It is an indicator for your microphone. Press M to mute your microphone. It turns blue when it's muted. It's red when it's hot. This is the timer. This is up here so that you see it in no matter what tab you're in. This is your timer. You notice it's the same thing there. And the fire stream starts up, but broadcast using this tool. That is what I use to stream and record with. I used to use Mix, but I'm finding that Butt is a much better deal for me. It works much better. Let's go back over here to the console. F2, your F keys, switches between the tabs. You can also use the mouse and click on them, but I prefer, the keys, because why take your hand off the keyboard if you don't have to? This is the run sheet. That's what's known in the radio industry as your show notes. It's like where you put your outline to keep on track and everything. This is just basically a markdown viewer. The run sheet is in the directory structure. You'll see it. It will update automatically when you hit E. You can open up the markdown editor and edit whatever you want to. And I did just find this bug earlier when you hit escape to get out of the editor. But you can't scroll up and down on the viewer. I don't know why. I'll figure it out though. But you can edit, live edit, everything like that. F3 is your scratch pad for taking notes during the show or whenever you're recording, or you're talking to a guest. They give you your website or their website, and they want you to, make a link of it later. They give you your Monero, their Monero wallet, and they want to give you a bunch of Monero. You can get their address. But you don't have to worry about saving it here. This is an auto save with every keystroke, so don't have to worry about saving. When you close the app, it'll automatically save. Go to the show prep. That's F4. This is where that show prep folder from earlier comes in. When you save stories that you want to talk about, your research or whatever, it doesn't necessarily have to be a story, a news story. It could be a bunch of term papers or whatever. Just as long as they're markdown files, you can read it here and you can reference stuff while you're live on the air or live to the hard drive. It's just fun. These last two tabs are my favorite by far. This is my soundboard. It needs work. I'm going to the soundboard. The stop does not work, but the pause does. And it's not so bad actually, because if you're reacting to interview or something like that, you just want to pause anyway. You don't want to stop it and restart it. All of the audio files on the soundboard and jukebox works through MPV. So it uses IPC on the back end. So I'm thinking that it has something to do with the IPC socket somewhere. But you can go through it. You just go through and you highlight the clip that you want to play.
Uncle Bonehead is on RLM Radio. Own your data and rock your freedom.
Now, like, say you wanted to, you know, I want to go live. You know, my show always starts with this intro of where it goes, where you can, the station goes live, because it's not live all the time. So what it, you know, I always start with the intro, and I can just go.
Station going live. In 3, 2, 1. Real Liberty.
Music now. I totally forgot to hit the unmute button. You noticed the volume went down when I was talking, or when I was, thought I was talking, but I had the mute button going. The volume, there's a talkover button here, and it's just T, the letter, you know, it's what it's bound to. So like if you wanted, you know, if I'm wanting to, you know, you're wanting to do a quick talkover of something, you can hit the T and then you get to talk over the music while it's playing. And you're still going good. You can still be heard. You can adjust the levels. It takes a lot of time, practice, and trial and error to find the right levels. But these are good.
For freedom's sake, offline, online, liberty to for freedom's sake. Let freedom ring.
Like I said, the stop button doesn't work on the sound clip soundboard. I don't know why, but it will eventually. But it does. Yeah. You can play all kinds of fun stuff while you're talking.
A few moments later.
Anyways, then the last tab, F6, is the jukebox. This is where you put all your music that you want to play, longer clips. The pause button and the stop button works just fine in this one. If you want to add music to your list, this watches a directory similar to the way the show prep tab does. And the stuff that you want to play on that episode, you just move into that directory, and you know it auto loads over here, and just like the other tabs, it's, you can either click on it or you can arrow down on it, that kind of thing. It's fun. But when you do play a song, it shows you the title of the song, the artist, and the album that it's on. It's got the talk. See, it says I got the talkover on. And you can replace the ASCII art with whatever you want. I'm eventually going to put a Kappa visualizer here. If I can do it. I don't know if I can do it, but I'm going to try like hell. I think it would look really cool to have a visualizer here instead of the ASCII art. The ASCII art is cool. And it is cool having a branded type thing for you. You know, you can put whatever you want in there. You can put WTF or your name of your podcast. Whatever. It's just too cool not to do that kind of stuff. So that's it in a nutshell. That's the Liberty Broadcast Console, for lack of a better name. LBC. We'll just call it LBC for short. That way it's not branded to Liberty Tunes. Feel free to use it. Feel free to do whatever. Feel free to tell me that my Python scripting sucks. My Python scripting may suck, but my use of AI to correct it rocks. So that's it in a nutshell. This is, like I said, this was take 3,492 or some shit like that, because I suck at doing videos. The whole reason I built this is because I've wanted something like this for years, and I could never get anything that was close to it, other than like NMCPP and a bunch of other stuff, and then it would cause me to have like, you know, 16 different freaking terminals open. And no, I could do it all in one. Why do I need that many terminals? So this just works better. And I'm hoping the music sounds better on this take, because the reason I had to redo this was because I had on OBS Studio, I had the whatchamacallit, I can't even think of the name of it. It's a plug-in filter noise suppressor turned on, and it was trying to suppress the music because the microphone was talking, and it was like, okay, it sounded like shit. I can't put that out. So hopefully this sounds a lot better. And if it sounds like shit, I'm just going to go ahead and put it out anyways. I don't care. I'm done. I hate making videos. So anyways, there you go. That have it. I'll be back in a few days with a actual real episode. I'll see if I can do a screencast of it while I'm recording it using LBC. So we'll talk at you guys again next time. Be good, be safe. Never ever stick a finger where you wouldn't stick your face.